Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Microeconomics for Dummies, US. Edition is a practical economics guide written for readers who want a clear, usable introduction to microeconomic thinking without the dense language often found in textbooks. Authored by Lynn Peepall with Peter Antonioni and Manzoor Rashid. The book is part of the Well Known for Dummies series and focuses on making core microeconomics concepts accessible to students, professionals, and general readers. Rather than treating microeconomics as an abstract academic subject, it explains how individuals and firms make choices, how markets allocate resources, and why prices, incentives, and competition shape everyday economic behavior. The book is especially useful as a study companion because it emphasizes real-world applications alongside foundational theory. Its purpose is not to replace a full course text, but to provide a clearer entry point into consumer behavior, market structure, welfare analysis, uncertainty, and trade, helping readers understand the logic behind economic decisions in business and daily life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book turns microeconomics into an approachable decision-making framework. A central strength of the book is its insistence that microeconomics is really about choices made by people and firms. Instead of beginning with formal models and mathematical notation, it starts from familiar questions such as why consumers buy certain goods, why firms set particular prices, and how scarcity forces trade-offs. This approach matters because microeconomics can feel abstract when presented only as graphs and equations. The book reframes those tools as ways of explaining behavior. That makes the subject easier to follow for readers who need intuition before technical detail. By presenting microeconomics as a study of incentives, constraints, and responses to change, the book helps readers see that economic reasoning is not limited to classrooms. It applies to shopping decisions, production choices, hiring, and pricing. This conceptual framing is one of the book's most valuable features because it gives the reader a practical lens through which other topics in the book become more understandable. Secondly, consumer theory and the logic behind everyday purchasing choices. The book gives substantial attention to consumer theory because consumer behavior is the foundation of many microeconomic questions. Readers are introduced to the idea that consumers face limits in income, time, and available options, and that these limits shape what they choose. The book uses this framework to explain why people respond to relative prices, preferences, and budget constraints rather than simply buying whatever they want. This is important because consumer theory is not just about theoretical utility maximization. It is a structured way to understand demand. Once readers see how preferences and constraints interact, they can better understand why some goods become more attractive when prices change and why demand curves tend to slope downward. The book also connects these ideas to substitution and choice under constraint, which makes the analysis more realistic than a purely descriptive account of shopping behavior. By making consumer theory understandable, the book provides the base for interpreting how markets work from the demand side. Thirdly, market structures and how competition changes firm behavior. Another major topic is market structure, which explains why different industries behave differently, even when they are all guided by profit motives. The book discusses how competition, monopoly power, and other market conditions influence pricing, output, and strategic behavior. This matters because firms do not all operate in the same environment. A business facing many competitors has fewer options than a business with market power, and that difference affects everything from pricing to investment. The book helps readers understand why some markets produce aggressive price competition, while others support stable or elevated prices. It also clarifies how the number of firms, barriers to entry, and product differentiation shape outcomes. This is one of the book's most practical sections, because it connects microeconomic theory to real industries readers encounter every day. By comparing market structures, the book shows that firm behavior is not random or purely managerial. It is strongly conditioned by the competitive setting in which a company operates. Fourthly, welfare economics and the question of when market outcomes are desirable. The book also introduces welfare economics, which asks not only how markets work, but whether the outcomes they produce are good for society. This topic expands the reader's perspective beyond individual decisions and firm strategy. Welfare analysis examines efficiency, gains from trade, and the distributional effects of market outcomes, helping readers think about who benefits and who may be left worse off. That distinction is crucial because a market can function smoothly while still producing outcomes some people consider undesirable. The book uses this framework to help readers understand why economists care about surplus, allocation, and policy consequences. It gives a language for evaluating whether a market is efficient or whether intervention might improve results. This section is especially valuable for readers who want to connect microeconomics to public policy or business regulation by moving from behavior to consequences. The book shows that microeconomics is not just about predicting what happens, but also about judging what those outcomes mean in practical terms. Lastly, uncertainty, trade, and comparative advantage as real-world extensions of microeconomic reasoning. The book broadens its scope by addressing decision-making under uncertainty and the role of trade and comparative advantage. These topics show that microeconomics is not limited to stable textbook conditions. In real life, consumers and firms often make decisions without complete information, which makes uncertainty a major part of economic reasoning. The book helps readers understand why risk, expectations, and incomplete knowledge affect choices in markets and business planning. It also explains trade and comparative advantage as extensions of microeconomic logic across individuals, firms, and countries. Comparative advantage shows why specialization can increase efficiency even when one party is more productive in many areas. That idea is fundamental because it connects microeconomics to international exchange and resource allocation. Together, uncertainty and trade demonstrate the flexibility of microeconomic analysis. They show that the same basic principles of incentives, constraints, and opportunity cost can explain behavior in both ordinary consumer settings and broader commercial relationships. In conclusion, Microeconomics for Dummies US edition is best suited for college students beginning a microeconomics course, business and finance readers who need a clearer grasp of market behavior, and general readers who want an intelligible introduction to how economic decisions are made. Its main value lies in translation. It turns a subject often associated with technical models and intimidating terminology into a structured, readable guide that emphasizes practical reasoning. Readers looking for a complete academic treatise will likely need a more formal textbook. But readers who want the logic behind consumer choice, firm strategy, market structure, welfare analysis, uncertainty, and trade will find this book effective and approachable. What distinguishes it from many other introductory economics books is its consistent use of plain language explanations anchored in real-world applications. It does not merely list definitions. It helps readers understand why the concepts matter in daily markets and business settings. That makes it a strong companion for study, review, or self-directed learning, especially for those who want clarity before depth. If you would like to support Lynn Peepall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.